a Nacho Radio podcast.
Dave and Darren.
Hey, I'm Dave Heller, the owner of the Quad Cities River Bandits, and I want to invite you to Modern Woodman Park, the friendliest ballpark in America. We're not only friendly to our fans, we're also friendly to our four-legged friends. Every Sunday is Bark in the Park, where we invite you to bring your dog to the game for free. And Wednesday's a We Care Wednesday, where we'll be raising funds for local charities. This year, we're spotlighting animal shelters and humane societies. You know, Dave and Darren have also been referred to as man's best friends. You know, that's not really true. No one's ever said that. Why would they? Dave and Darren have no dog-like redeeming qualities, and frankly speaking, they can be quite catty. Meow. Listen to today's podcast. You'll find out for yourself. Enjoy.
Hello there.
Someone on the text line reached out last night, said they were going to go to the game, try and get some deals by mentioning Nacho Radio, and then they were going to tell Dave Heller to leave us alone.
I offered no deals.
Everyone, welcome to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
Unless, of course, they just did some shoplifting.
Uh-huh.
And, which is possible.
I think I texted that Nacho Radio at the River Bandits has pay for one, get one special. And you mentioned Nacho Radio, and they'll make that happen.
I should maybe go ahead and do that, and then answer to that later.
I gave away all these deals.
I'm sorry. I'm taking a look at these reports. What's with all these discounts?
Well, those are Nacho Radio.
Those are Nacho Radio discounts. What?
Who authorized this?
Well, I did. I'm the owner.
Should I have not done that?
I thought I had. I thought I had authority to do such a thing.
That's my bad. Ruffles.
All right. Well, we'll look into that later at some point.
We'll live and learn, I guess. At one point yesterday, I was at the Mississippi Valley Fair to introduce Sublime with Rome, and at one point, a listener came up to me, somebody that used to come to the pony parties all the time, mm-hmm. one of the Chris Larrison gang. Mm. And he comes up to me and goes, "Hey, how's it going?" I go, "Oh, good to see you." He goes, "Let me ask you this. You remember that bucket you guys used to always put the names in at the pony parties?" Yeah.
Because they always tried to take it.
And we always try to steal it. I go, yeah. Guy goes, "What happened to that bucket?" I go, "I don't know, man.
You probably have it. You tell us."
"I don't know."
"You were probably the last one to take it."
He's like, "Well, I mean, you think there's a way we could get that if you guys aren't using it?" I go,
"Get it. You have it."
"I don't think so. I don't know where it is. It's possible that we left it when we left the old place.
It's possible that it's at the Downs."
The last thing I was thinking about was a bucket. "Let me ask you something. I haven't seen you in 4 years. What happened to that bucket we used to always try and steal?"
"Well, it's been longer than that because I think the pony parties were put on ice before we left."
You could be right.
So it could be 6-7 Hello years there. Running. For all I know, I tend to believe it's probably at the Quad City Downs. So if you'd like to,
is the Quad City Downs even still standing? Have they leveled that?
I don't know. Have they leveled it?
It looked like it was falling apart last time I was there.
It kind of makes sense that they would have.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of real estate to just leave sitting there.
Uh huh.
I don't think they've leveled it, but they probably will, right? That's some pretty prime real estate if you think about
you
it.
You would think so.
Become some sort of development or something. Welcome, everyone, to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave. I believe you know my partner, Darren.
Hello there.
Oh, hello there, Marty Allen.
Now, we might not have any sort of dog redeeming qualities, but believe me, when I lick you, you don't lose your hands and arms. To my knowledge, anyway. You might lose feeling in them, but you don't actually physically lose them.
Yeah, right.
There might be some sort of tingling sensation.
Well, that story in yesterday's podcast, and by the way, there's nothing wrong with your phone or your computer. There was something a little weird with the audio for the first like 15 minutes or so, but it corrected itself.
Okay, self-correcting?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Like self-cleaning.
It's almost sounded like you and I were like we're doing the show over here for a little bit.
Over here.
But then we're over here.
Right over here. Why don't you like Rex Grossman?
Well, that sounds like a picnic to me.
Your Bears are on TV tonight.
They are.
You going to watch any of that?
What's it on?
Couldn't tell you.
Okay.
Is it on regular TV?
Is it on regular television?
Is it on NFL Network?
Is it on Netflix?
NFL's not on
Netflix. Is it on Amazon Prime?
It might be on the NFL Network. I'm not sure.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I'm not going to disclose where you live, but the house next to you, is for sale.
Yeah.
What do you think they want for that?
I know exactly what they want for that.
Because
you want to move next door?
Well, I'd like to. I'm considering keeping a closer eye on you.
The rumor is that somebody. That's what you need to do. The rumor is that somebody has purchased the house. They're just not putting the sale pending sign up for whatever reason.
That's the scuttlebutt, huh?
Yeah. All I care about is whoever moves in has a lawnmower because the previous owner clearly did not.
Mm.
Good riddance.
Maybe you could ask them, do you mind if I mow your lawn?
Why should I mow someone else's lawn?
Well, charge them for it.
Send a bill?
Yes.
Itemized?
Yes.
And there's weeds that have grown into trees.
Not when you start taking care of it.
I like what you're doing there. Newport News, Virginia.
This is a very pricey lawn service.
You wanted the best, you got the best.
Exactly.
That's what I say.
The Kiss Army's taking care of your lawn.
That's going to be the name of my lawn service. The Kiss Army.
And you only mow it in Kiss makeup.
Well, yeah.
Or a Kiss mask.
I'm not making a... Yeah.
I'm not gonna get made up every time, but I am going to put on this ridiculously hot rubber mask.
I'm just out there with my tongue out blowing fire while I'm mowing, too. Do you love me? Oh, I've got to do some trimming here.
Shut up! What's... I don't remember you putting... $500 for weed and feed?
That's right.
Yes.
Well, you wanted the best, you got the best.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hotter than hell.
I used an injection system.
Exactly. Injection system. Welcome to Plaster Caster Lawn Mowing Services. I've also made this for you to enjoy. Thank you. No extra charge. But we are going to need that payment.
What's with this charge for gutter service? Yes, I went ahead and took the liberty of cleaning the leaves out of your gutter.
Gutter!
For $1,000.
Gutter!
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Black Diamond treatment. That's what you signed up for.
Oh,
Black Diamond. How are these Kiss references going over, everybody?
They are hit and miss.
So, Newport News, Virginia is our first story today. Newport News, Virginia. Story here of a guy who's in a little bit of trouble for stealing $800 worth of Pop-Tarts.
Raji!
Larry was, I don't know if he's still hooked on them, but he went through a real Pop-Tart phase.
And he was eating like 3-4 boxes of Pop-Tarts a day,
well,
right?
When I say a Pop-Tart phase, I mean the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And the 2000s.
He would just only eat Pop-Tarts.
That was like the main...
His whole diet.
That was his whole diet.
For another Pop-Tart.
If you looked at his nutritional pyramid, it really wasn't a pyramid so much as...
A rectangle?
With
frosting on top of it? This food rectangle. Pop-Tart, 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 and Pop-Tart. And forms a nice Pop-Tart rectangle for my nutritional needs.
What about this for an idea? He would have gone bonkers for this.
Yeah.
Pepsi-flavored Pop-Tarts.
Is that a thing?
He
would have loved
it. Why couldn't it be?
That's an interesting idea. What are the flavors of Pop-Tarts?
Well, you've got your strawberry.
Yeah. Blueberry's the only one I'll ever get.
You've got your like brown sugar cinnamon.
I could be wrong. I think there's one called Wildberry.
And they even have...
I don't need something wild in my kitchen.
They have s'mores Pop-Tarts now.
Yeah, those are a big hit here at the house.
Toasted or untoasted?
I don't know that we've ever toasted a Pop-Tart.
You gotta toast a Pop-Tart.
Yeah, I agree, but I just don't have that kind of time.
You don't have 45 seconds.
You make the time, I guess.
Well.
I guess you make the time.
If you're a gourmet.
If you're someone who insists on doing things properly. There's Pop-Tart splits.
Steve Lawrence seeing anybody?
Steve Lawrence, Edie Gourmet's husband?
Yes. Being that she's passed?
Yeah, he's also passed.
Oh, he did?
Steve Lawrence?
He did?
Oh, yeah.
We lost Steve Lawrence.
Yes.
Well, then he's not... he's seeing everyone then.
Oh, wait. Is Steve Lawrence still alive?
I think so. How do you have Steve Lawrence dead?
I thought he died.
No. Edie Gourmet.
Just Edie Gourmet died.
Edie Gourmet died.
So Edie Gourmet died 5 years ago. And Steve Lawrence is out there swinging.
Well, I don't know if he is or not, but I was just wondering if he's seeing somebody.
Not that I'm aware of.
Is it possible that you could go on, like, ourtime.com and a possible suitor is Steve Lawrence? Tell me.
Hollywood is only in one city. The nitty gritty. L.A. The city. Steve Lawrence, remember that from the 80s when Steve Lawrence was trying to do... Steve Lawrence didn't care for the We Love L.A. by Randy Newman.
Mm.
So he went into the studio and knocked out his own Los Angeles song.
My own anthem.
Los Angeles. The town you really miss. It's nice to come back here from far away. The city where so many stars reside. It's so nice to be alive. L.A. Why do I know that song?
Don't know. I've never heard it.
I can't remember where I put my car keys.
You can't remember to toast a Pop-Tart.
Well, it's not that I don't remember.
Okay, so you don't have the time to toast a Pop-Tart, but you've got time to do that.
That's right.
You've got time.
That's right.
You could do that while you're toasting a Pop-Tart. No one says you can't sing Steve Lawrence while you're toasting a Pop-Tart.
Maybe I'll start doing that. If I just start singing the L.A. song.
It's a family tradition.
Los Angeles, the town you really miss. Bit of a forced rhyme there. Hollywood is only in one city, the nitty-gritty. L.A., let me tell you where I'm at right now in my life, Darren.
Mm.
At some point this afternoon while I was getting ready to do the podcast with you, I entered you know, talking about Steve Lawrence. At one point during my afternoon today to get ready for you coming over to do the show, I actually hit this in the Google machine to see what I could find.
Yeah.
I entered Sammy Davis Jr. screaming. Because I'll say this. Yes.
Because you want more.
You'd like to be a proper Beverly Hills host.
You just wanted to know if there was more available.
Well, this is the
more
thing about,
audio available.
The thing about Sammy Davis Jr. screaming is this. You're very vocal as an audience that you don't care for it when we talk about 80s movies or 90s movies that we've never seen.
Yeah.
You do enjoy the sound of Sammy Davis Jr. getting flayed.
Yeah.
Here he is from the 80s being interviewed on... is it Entertainment Tonight or some damn thing?
Mm-hmm.
I think you'll enjoy this. This is Sammy Davis Jr. talking about how he liked to have a big bowl of cocaine for his friends to come over and enjoy.
And at 70s parties, he'd put a bowl of cocaine next to the mixed nuts. What were the drugs doing? What was alcohol doing, making you run away from...
No, it was part of the image. You see, if you get the title swinger, then you can't sit in the library all day. You know, you've got to go to a bar and be a swinger. It was nice to be have the stuff and be there so I could be, you know, hey, we can always go to Sam's. He's got some stuff, you know.
He's happy, and he's singing about it. Gene Wolfe, Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah, see, I prefer the idea of just
cocaine and mixed nuts?
I knew that was going to be your takeaway. I knew your takeaway was going to be, whoa, 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 Sammy. What kind of nuts are in this bowl?
And mixed nuts?
That's a party.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, somebody needs to tell Darren to cool it. What, on the coke? He hasn't touched a coke.
But he ate a third bowl of those mixed nuts.
Stuffing him in his cheek like a chipmunk. Look at him.
Look at him over there.
Pitcher's going to be up all night. Oh, my God. How much blow has he done?
None.
Blow, nothing.
None.
Look at him. He's just got his face in the mixed nuts. I was as sure as anything that was going to be your takeaway.
Uh-huh.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. A party with a big bowl of mixed nuts for everybody? Sam's got the stuff, all
right. Well, he's right. He is a swinger.
You want to get to the top five
things? We could do that. The top five things.
You know, you're a swinger, man. You can't go to the library, babe.
I bet he didn't even have a library card. If he did, though, what do you think that would go for? Sammy Davis Jr.'s library
card. I'd love to have that for my collection.
You'd probably get it for under $100, couldn't you?
I'd love to have that for my collection.
It'd make a nice bookmarker.
Bookmarker? No, that'd look great on the wall. Yeah, that's Sammy Davis Jr.'s
library card. You darn right it is.
And then you look at it, and it comes with a record. The only book he ever checked out from the library was Yes, I Can by Sammy Davis Jr. Although, you know what they should have called that book? Yes, I Can, if Frank Sinatra says it's okay. Because Frank, he calls the shots for all those guys.
Including Steve Lawrence. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They're located at, a brand new location. They have a new home. They are at 2115 East 12th Street in the village of East Davenport. And they have some new hours as well. They're open Tuesday through Friday starting at 10 a.m. They're also open on Saturday at 10 a.m. as well. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. Visit Mary, Terry, and Ellen today. Their passion for jewelry and gems will be present each time they help you find the perfect piece. Come in and see and feel the difference. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop it. Now, they're talking, when they say free cleanings, they're talking about cleaning your jewelry. Not, don't go in there and go,
Got some popcorn in my crown. Can you dig that out for me?
I can't get rid of this. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. And their bridal sale is going on now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at just $350. When you're there, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. And with a purchase, you'll receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. Again, new location, 2115 East 12th Street in the Village of East Davenport. The podcast is originating from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak and more. How about their Italian sausage? Premium sausage, chopped and grilled and melted with provolone cheese. Add marinara sauce, fried onions, and sweet peppers. It's absolutely delicious. Make it a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And when you're there, make sure you mention Nacho Radio, and you'll receive that sandwich, a medium one, for the price of a small one.
All right, number one on our top five things today.
Wrinkles. Ruffles. I mean Snickers.
Lawrence.
Lawrence.
Pop-Tarts. Number one.
The Dave and Darren Podcast. Only on Nacho
what?
Radio.
What? No, it's...
Number one.
Wolf Rant.
Number one.
It's nice to come back here from far away. Darren, I should mention, is drinking a giant Faygo cola. Are you a member of the ICP? Are you down with the clown?
What's that?
Okay, I guess that answers my question.
Is Faygo, is that a...
It's the official drink of the Insane Clown Posse.
It is?
Yes.
Cool. Oh. Yeah, I am.
They go crazy for
I it. I am down with Faygo.
Today is August 2nd as we're here in the Capriotti studio recording this podcast for you and presenting it live for those of you that choose to listen to it live.
I always tell myself, every August, I'm going to spend some time with the Eric Clapton, Phil Collins produced Eric Clapton August album.
Is this the year?
I can never find it. I don't know where I've put it.
I'm having trouble finding the Steve Lawrence song about Los Angeles that I like so much from the 80s.
Also produced by Phil Collins. Henry Winkler, executive producer.
Well, here's the thing. Phil Collins had to fit his fingers in everything.
For a period he did, yes.
Genesis stuff is so much better than his solo stuff, don't you think?
His first solo record was good.
Is that Face Value?
Yes.
That's pretty damn good.
That was good.
No Jacket Requires pretty damn good, too.
It starts to...
Hello, I Must Be Going.
Yeah, progressively.
Yeah, it gets watered down, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Today is August 2nd, which is, according to statistics, the deadliest day of the year for car wrecks in these United States.
Why is that?
It's a good question, because you would think it would be August Super Bowl 2nd. Sunday or New Year's Eve. But
what's so special about August 2nd?
They've crunched the numbers, and the deadliest day of the year...
Is it because of vacation?
...is August 2nd.
Although, from what I heard, Rock Island kids are back to school today.
They are. They are.
So they're on no vacation.
No, sunny skies and vacation travelers. That's the reason.
It is vacation travelers.
August is the one of the deadliest months, too, according to the people that
isn't August kind of a little late? Maybe isn't August late to go on a vacation?
Oh, I don't think so.
No?
No.
You don't usually knock that out in June or July?
Well, we do, yes. But some people do August.
I suppose you could if you're going back to school like around Labor Day.
Yeah. Depends on when you can get the beach house.
But kids don't go back to school at Labor Day anymore.
Depends where you're talking about. Yeah, usually by Labor Day they're already in school. Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually. Although I think that changes. But according to the...
It's a movable feast.
Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, today is the deadliest day on the roads.
Well, then...
I bet that's fun. You're on vacation with your family and then you get killed. I could see that
that
would really put a real damper on the old vacation.
That was a moment... To remember.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Remember that vacation that we went on and we all got killed? That was a moment to remember.
Two.
I'll never forget
that. I'll never forget it.
Okay, this story is confounding to me. A guy in Connecticut just won $100,000 in a jackpot. He took his numbers for the Cash 5 game. Mm-hmm. Francisco Rios just won $100,000. He's been playing the same numbers for a while now. 22, 2, 18, 12, and 28. Mm-hmm. The numbers came from an episode of a classic Western TV series called Bronco. There was an episode about a guy who was buried in a glacier for 22 years, 2 months, 18 days, 12 hours, and 28 minutes. Francisco says, I said 22, 2, 18, 12, and 28. That's five numbers. Those are good numbers for Cash 5.
Any five numbers are good numbers.
Well, Friday night, though, the numbers that he got from this episode of Bronco, he'd been playing the numbers for about a year, he says. He says, I was watching the drawing on TV and saw the numbers were 12, 18, 22, and I thought, yeah, I won 10 bucks. Then 22, he said, I got 300 bucks. And then the final number was 28. He says, I jumped out of the chair. I never thought I could hit five numbers. Well, if you don't think you can win, don't play. That would be one of my rules of thumb about the lottery. Also, when you do win, go ahead and cash in your ticket. People that, like, forgot that they won or lost their tickets, that's another strategy.
I'll get to it later.
So $100,000, he says, I need a better car, one that's good in the snow. I'll share a bit with family, pay all the bills, and save the rest for emergencies.
Well, it seems pretty level-headed.
What TV show was Bronco? I don't remember this.
Bronco either.
So how long has this guy been... Was this on the Cozy, maybe?
I've spent,
where is this guy watching Bronco?
I've spent $2 million on these numbers.
And I never thought I'd win. But now I'm going to get...
I still haven't.
I need a car that'll be good in the snow. I guess Bronco was on ABC from 58 until 62.
Well, there you go. It's been a while.
Starring Ty Hardin as Bronco Lane, a former Confederate officer who wandered the Old West.
Sounds like he didn't have a car either.
I'm taking a look at this here, though, and I'll tell you I'm not mad at it. Well, wait a minute. No, that's not right. It looks like his co-star, I guess this was a spinoff of Sugarfoot. Remember Sugarfoot? That was a TV show that was just about the horse, though, right? Am I wrong about that? You remember Sugarfoot the horse?
I remember Sugar Muscle. You don't remember Sugar Muscle? The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast.
You don't remember Sugar Muscle?
is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Here's an idea to cool off your favorite latte. Have that served iced. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot iced and frozen beverages as well as whole bean coffee. They have that and loose leaf tea that you can take home. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. Become one today. And you'll have access to every podcast that we've ever done. And you'll also have access to those specialty shows that we do just for the patrons, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, and also the location at 4641st Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Their fresh cut meats and cheeses. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. Like them on Facebook. They are open 7 days a week. When you're there, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
You want to hear an interview from 30 years ago? Sammy and Jerry getting interviewed in 1988? I think you know that you do.
Does Jerry...
Gone are the days when these marquees boasted celebrities. Now it's celebrity impersonators, animal acts, and burlesque shows. Want a name that'll draw a crowd? Try this. Yes, when it comes to superstars, Las Vegas is a desert. But there is an oasis in this desert. It's a show where they still spell entertainment with a capital E.
What does that mean?
That all the stars have left Las Vegas. Except for these two who are willing to hang around.
1988, all right?
Yeah, 88.
There's no stars left.
I saw Sammy in 88. 88.
Did you really?
88, 89.
Ah.
With Sinatra and Liza Minnelli.
I saw him in 79.
And he was in what?
He was doing a little play called Stop the World, I Want to Get Off. And there was this giant fist that had a cigar in it, and he spent half the show talking to it. And it was the best.
Now, this was one that your parents took you to.
Yeah, my mom took
you to. You didn't go on your own when you were six.
No.
I got to see Sammy.
Sammy's in town. You know I'm going to that. All right, so these two spell entertainment with a capital E. Dig it?
As they like to say here, ladies and gentlemen, a warm Vegas welcome, please, for the hardest working men in show business.
The people, they're here for one reason.
What?
They know that we are old showbiz, man.
That's what it's about, old
and it's
Danny
probably the last time they'll ever see us.
Well, he wasn't joking.
No.
Sammy would be dead 2 years after this was filmed.
Definitely the first time anyone's seen Sammy Davis and Jerry Lewis play Vegas as a team.
I walk right in, sit right down and start. Hold over again.
Oh, I would kill to go to this show. Now here's Jerry on the phone.
See us. We're working so well together. I'm telling you, if I knew this years ago, I'd have never hired Dean.
Don't worry about Dino. He's had
he's in a bathtub!
Wait a minute.
It's not even a bathtub. Jerry Lewis is giving Sammy Davis Jr. a bath in a sink.
Sammy is drinking. Sammy is somehow drinking, even though it's 1988. Sammy is somehow drinking a Monster energy drink. With a rag on his head, and Jerry's giving him a bath
in the kitchen sink.
Jerry's giving him a bath while he's on the phone.
Now that's entertainment.
And this is what's so show business, too. Here's Sammy. Here's Jerry. They're hanging out. Do you notice? They each have their own individual ashtrays.
Well, I'm not going to.
I'll be damned if
I'm not
going to
share an ashtray with him.
They are 6 inches from each other,
but they
each have to have their own ashtray.
And they're the exact same ashtray.
Yes.
Meanwhile, the Sam and Jerry show has hit the strip, and for a moment, you might think the Rat Pack was back.
In our day and age, we hung out together so that we would, after the show, we couldn't wait to get off the stage at the Sands Hotel.
You couldn't wait to stop working. We couldn't wait to get off the stage
because
and get
when
away.
We went to Sammy's, there was a bowl of the cocaine and the mince nuts waiting.
We couldn't wait to stop to get away from these awful people that were in the audience.
Catch Rickles in the lounge or Louis Prima and Keeley Smith.
We only did 5 shows a night then. We did our 2 and their 3.
Yeah, that's it.
We never ever saw the bed before 8 a.m. in the morning.
These days, Jerry stays
BS.
Up all night.
Oh, baloney.
We never saw the bed before 8 a.m. in the morning.
Only for his telethon. He and Sammy have changed, and so has Las Vegas. It's a low-rollers town now with low-priced entertainment. Few casinos would dare charge top dollar for an entertainer who is past his prime. But team him up and...
Between the two of us, we could probably do more things on that stage for an audience than any 50 performers that you could name in the history of our business.
Oh, BS!
History.
I wish you would have done the interview. What you've just told us, Mr. Lewis.
Oh, that's a bunch of crap.
Not be denied.
I gotta be me.
Now you're talking.
I gotta be me.
Sammy sings
back in
and
the tub.
Jerry jokes.
Did you hear about the nearsighted vampire that bit Dolly Parton in the neck? Twice?
It's not, let's face it, state-of-the-art showbiz. It's
all right,
so
I want
corny,
my money back.
So
I don't get the joke.
Well, as opposed to biting her boobs.
He bit her in the neck? Twice?
Jerry would bite her boobs, apparently.
So Jerry's point is...
I can't believe that vampire didn't molest Dolly Parton.
Why does the vampire have vision problems? He's a nearsighted vampire. I don't get it.
And a nearsighted, he should be able to. Nearsighted, he should be able to see.
Vampires don't drink milk, Jerry. Like the premise of your joke.
Who says that she's lactating?
Oh, come on. Come on, she still pumps. Come on.
So Vegas.
Don't confuse it with insincerity. It ain't no bullcorn out there on that stage, man. There's love, you know.
They love each other. The audience loves them.
They don't make guys like Jerry or Dean or Sammy Davis. It's the end of an era.
But before it disappears, an encore for the guys who made the strip hip.
And we did it, man. Ain't no cat alive that did it any better.
Amen, babe. If you can't dig Sammy and Jerry, well, then you just don't have the vaguest idea.
And by the way, we should mention Jerry Lewis, for some reason, was wearing a kimono during the interview. We didn't even get around to mentioning that. Well,
I think
this ain't no bullcorn here, man. This is love on this stage, man. That ain't no bullcorn, baby.
I think that's what he wears when he gives Sammy a bath.
Here we go.
Get in the bed, Sammy. Get in the bathtub. Whoa, with the mixed nuts. Yeah, man, no bullcorn, baby. Give me a good rub-a-dub-dub,
baby. It's
not
even a bathtub. It's the kitchen
sink.
Listen,
man, when we're in the tub, that's love, baby. That's love, man.
Number three.
I can't wait for the text saying, did you guys really just spend 15 minutes talking about Sammy Davis Jr. and Jerry Lewis giving each other baths? To which I would say, you weren't listening. Only Sammy got the bath. Don't criticize something you're only half listening to.
You're out of your mind if you think Jerry Lewis was getting a bath.
Oh, no. Can you imagine the oil slick from that hair? Looked like the Valdez in your bathtub. What are you doing here,
Which
Chachi?
I'm sure was one of his jokes. He was probably doing some Valdez jokes.
This ain't no bullcorn, man. This is love.
Number three, Minnesota residents. They are opening up some things for medical marijuana to our neighbor to the north. Now people with autism can get medical marijuana. Also, people with sleep apnea qualify. Ooh. For medical
Doesn't
marijuana.
Everyone have sleep apnea?
What is that?
Some form of it?
Then okay, I'm okay with this then.
There you go.
Yeah, those go into effect as of yesterday, I guess. The latest expansion in the medical marijuana program that launched up there in Minnesota in 2015. Patients with intractable pain were added last year, and now people with post-traumatic stress disorder.
I have pain.
But yeah, the fact now that people that have sleep apnea and autism... you can also jump on board the green train there, man. That ain't no bullcorn, man.
Number four.
That's love, man. Number four. The Centers
now,
for...
Now give me my own ashtray, you bastard.
Why is there only one? Can I ask a question? I'm about to do this interview here with Jim Murray. Why is there only one ashtray here?
I don't think that was Jim Murray.
Whoever it was. Sammy, we're legends, man. 50 entertainers can't do what we do. And we got to share an ashtray like a couple of nobodies? Get me my own ashtray or this interview's over.
And get Sammy another energy drink.
There's no bullcorn, man. They don't even make this stuff nowadays.
No, they don't even make it
babies.
Yet.
Babies, I got a big can of Monster Energy drink in 1988, babies. They don't even make this stuff yet, baby. That's how far out I am.
That's true.
He's throwing back a giant Monster Energy drink in the bathtub with, like, the kind of rag guys wear in prison on his head.
Right.
You right? That's good stuff. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention providing an important announcement for people.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think this wouldn't be the sort of thing that the CDC would have to say. But they say we say it because people do it. Centers for Disease Control issuing a warning to all Americans. Please don't wash or reuse condoms.
That's frugal. you walk in the bathroom, they've just got them, they're drying out. What?
They say, we say it because people do it. Don't wash and reuse condoms. Use a fresh one for each sex act. CDC website also has some do's and don'ts when it comes to using a male condom. It says, do use a condom every time you have sex. Do put on a condom before have sex. Do read the package. Do store in a cool, dry place. Don't store them in your wallet, as heat and friction can damage them. Don't use... more than one condom at a time.
I need to be super safe.
This,
and that's just for slow dancing.
This is.
I put on a couple condoms, even if I'm just going to go dancing.
I don't know. I like my chances with this dame, but she's kind of sketchy.
She's She's a tar pit. Hey, Typhoid Mary.
Five.
Number five.
Finally, number five in the top five things. I'm very excited about this. The jacket that Han Solo wore in Empire Strikes Back is going up for auction.
The original?
The jacket worn in the movie.
Oh, in the most recent movie.
No, in Empire Strikes Back, 1980. No. So this would have been worn in, what, 79 when they filmed it? A United Kingdom-based auction house called The Prop Store will hold an auction. They think that Han Solo's jacket from the movie, which comes with all of the authentication.
Didn't he wear the same jacket in all three movies?
No. For whatever reason, Empire Strikes Back, he wears a different thing.
He wears a different jacket.
Yeah. It's the jacket that he wore on Cloud City. Bespin. You know, when he met Lando Calrissian and ended up getting frozen in carbonite. That jacket, they say, can be screen matched with scenes from the film based on unique pocket placement and collar stitching. So you know, this is the actual jacket Han Solo wore on Bespin. They think it's going to go, when it goes for auction on September 20th, it'll go for anywhere from $650,000 to $1.3 million.
It would have been a nice little inside joke if he would have been constantly burping in that movie.
Because he had gas?
Because he had been carbonated.
I like that. Jacket is made of cotton wool blend with a polyester satin lining. Features a mandarin collar, pockets on both sides at the chest and waist, a large pocket on the rear, and a faux pocket on the left arm and shoulder panel detailing. That's right, a nice faux pocket.
I like faux pockets.
I put my faux in my pocket.
I put nothing in there. It's not real.
They'll also be auctioning off one of the fedoras that he wore in the 1981 masterpiece Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Han Solo never wore that.
No, they're different characters.
Yeah.
They think the hat will go for $260,000 to $400,000, but the jacket, Han Solo's jacket, $650,000 to $1.3 million.
This is my Han Solo jacket walk.
That's the thing. I'd be so tempted just to wear it around all the time.
You gotta.
I can't walk around in a million-dollar jacket. That's, first of all, that's a good way to get jumped. You know what I'm saying? You get jumped walking around like that. Stop yourself. Those were your top five things.
The Top Five Things podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Having a get-together, let Capriati's do all the work. It'll be a big hit, whether it's a picnic, birthday party, tailgate party, graduation, office meeting, or corporate event.
Just a couple guys sitting around watching Sammy Davis Jr. videos.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong.
Get yourself.
Any old bulk corn, man.
Get a tray and then have, and just sit there and have sandwiches. If you're just going to have lunch or dinner and you're going there with yourself and maybe a friend, make sure when you're there you mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's. Don't forget the gift cards as well. They're the perfect gift because everyone loves Capriati's. Capriati's, extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
You know, man, that ain't no bullcorn. That's love, man. We can eat a meatball party platter like 50 other people in the business, man.
That's right. We'll start at each end. That's Lady and the Tramp.
That's love, baby. That's love.
My case, 2.5 hours, you know. But when you stop, you cannot have that kind of commitment, that kind of thing going without losing something on one side or the other.
Yeah, man. It's no bullcorn, babies. That's just good stuff, Sammy. You are missed. I had when I was in high school, this probably won't surprise you, but my locker in high school, I had a giant picture of Sammy Davis Jr. and his wife, Altavis, standing in front of a statue of Dr. Zaius from the Planet of the Apes movies.
Now,
it was something Sammy had to have. And when I saw the picture, I cut it up and I put it in my locker.
In or on the outside of your locker, so that you knew which locker was yours?
Yeah, no, it was on the inside.
Oh, on the inside.
So when I opened my locker, there would just be a picture of Sammy, his wife, Altavis, and Dr. Zaius. And I would just, in high school, I would look at that picture and I thought, yeah, man.
You know, I can get through trigonometry. I can do this.
If Sammy Davis Jr.
can do that, then there's no reason why I can't get through this next period.
You dig what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So he was kind of my guiding star for the last junior and senior year. I remember taking the picture down junior year and thinking,
nope,
I'm going to need this next year.
I'm going to keep this.
Yeah. I don't know whatever happened to that picture. I have searched Google.
It's probably still at the school.
think it's still at Maris?
Yeah, whoever has your locker still has that picture. We don't know who the weirdo is that did this, but this is our tribute to that weirdo.
And no one ever asked, like, why do you have a picture of Sammy Davis Jr. locker? Everyone was just like, yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Like, no one thought that
you
was
odd. You
didn't
get the reaction that you wanted, huh?
I don't know that I wanted a reaction, but looking back, you would think someone would have been like, why in 1989 do you have a picture of Sammy Davis Jr., his wife, Alta
Vista? Because we're not going to have him for much longer.
Well,
that's why.
Somehow I knew.
Yeah, you knew.
Somehow I suppose I knew that, you know, Sammy was a gift that was not promised to us forever. That's going to have to do it, man, for this installment, baby. Now, that's no bullcorn. We're going to have to wrap things up here for the top five things.
And we'll be back next week.
Until we get a chance to do it for you then, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Nav and board, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock on,
come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Show's over. Good night. Good night, everybody!